Hi, welcome to Dear Nikki. My name is Nikki, and if you've been here before, welcome back. And if you're new to the show, this show is all about sex and the fantasies that people have. Reading emails directly and anonymously sent to me, together we explore the experiences of everyday people, just like yourself. You never know who I could be reading from. I could be reading from the person that works a couple stations down from you. You know the one. On the weekends, they love their partner to eat a peanut butter sandwich out of their snatch. I could be reading from the neighbor down the street. You know the one. He secretly got his buddy to fuck his wife so he could fuck his girlfriend. Oh, and maybe a little titillization of himself, too. I could be reading from that couple down the street. You know the one. They secretly hired two erotic masseuses, one for each or doubly in between, to erotically massage them and themselves in front of each other. You just never, ever know. And if you have any erotic confessions, fantasies, fetishes, anything else, feel free to send them to Nikki at nikky@dearnikki.com or anonymously on the website at dearnikki.com under the confessions tab. Just remember, by submitting a confession or question or really anything else, you certify the following were true. You are the sole creator of the submission. You're 18 years of age or older and legally able to write, submit erotic or pornographic material. Stories including bestiality, incest, incest fantasies, underage role play, rape sex, rape fantasies, or other non-consensual content or racial slurs will not be aired. We reserve the right to change names or other identifiable information, and you're releasing all rights to your creation. So I'm going to be a little naughty. I'm going to tell you why. So a friend of mine showed me, if you've not, ladies and gentlemen, seen the Daniel Craig ad for Belvedere Vodka, I invite you to do so. Love their vodka. They actually have a very nice, clean vodka, very crisp. I prefer some other brands, but I will not snub Mr. Belvedere. Of course not, you know, because, you know, Mr. Belvedere, who wouldn't snub him, right? Well, I bring that up because of this. So I'm in the mood for a spanking, but here's why. When I'm horny. So around my place, one time between shifts of working, and I had a break, I was able to take a break, and my lover was at my apartment, or my place, and did some tidying and things and around the place while I worked. And as I round the corner, ladies and gentlemen, I will do have to brag. He does have the hip movements, the gestures, the thrusting ability, or even more than that Daniel Craig video. So yes, as you watch him, Daniel Craig goes with Mr. Belvedere. I do have to admit, it does make me think of my lover. Well, also Mr. Daniel Craig himself, but who wouldn't after watching that? But yep, that's my view when he cleans. Now I've just added him and probably going to get a very, very deserving spanking. Have been seeing him taking tick marks every time I do something wrong. I wonder if I get another one for this. Might have to ask him. I'll let you guys know. Okay, I'm shopping for new toys. I want a new one. I feel like I'm in this masturbatorial gutter, like rut. Not in a bad way. I mean, I love my masturbatorial sessions and, you know, having him watch me. I love that. I love the connection we get. But I've talked about that many times before, and not that I won't talk about it many times from now. But I'm looking for a new toy. I'm looking for something to try, something to spice up my energy. And I'm really digging another, don't get me wrong, I love my womanizer. But I've seen so many clit suckers out there right now, and clit tongers, we should say. I'm going to be looking out into the atmosphere out there, like far away. So if you have any good recommendations of a good clit sucker, of a good something that when it gets you off, it, you know, it comes from like the bottom of your spine out, you know, kind of like, I cannot think of the movie where the light comes out of their mouth, kind of like that. And I can't think of the movie. Gosh, I'm darn it. I'm running out of words. And anyway, I'm looking for one of those because I know that's what my womanizer does. So I'm setting the bar here. And not only just my womanizer, but my Lelo too. Love, 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 love my Lelo, which I don't even know if I'm pronouncing right, but I love both. And I love my Lelo because the one I have will not only stretch me, so it keeps my pelvic floor very stretched. And it also has the clit sucker, so it does both. So I know I've talked about how I don't like to be dual stimulated, but it can be a tease and a frustration for me. But then again, that's a good part about it, right? But there are some times like tonight where I just want to get down and dirty and fuck. I know who I should call. Don't you? You know what time it is. It's time to sit back, relax, let's have a whiskey with some Filthy Jerry's, of course, and explore some erotic fantasies from people just like you and me. Dear Nikki, a few months after the cable guy incident, we were laying in bed covered in sweat talking. She hesitantly broached the subject of the cable guy. Hey, you wouldn't be mad if I told you I've gone on a few dates with the cable guy. It seems the friend that had told her story of him being a psycho was really after him. He had turned her down repeatedly. I told her absolutely not, as long as he treated her good and she was happy. I got an incredible blowjob for that response. A few weeks later, after a morning run, I decided to stop by and see if I could catch her before she went to work. Maybe we could shower together and, well, some other stuff. As I pulled into the parking lot, I could see Rhonda's apartment door opening and the cable guy step out, catching a quick kiss from Rhonda before she shut the door. I parked facing away from his truck to avoid him seeing me and watched as he drove away. I slipped out of the car and went up to the apartment door and quietly knocked. It took a minute, but Rhonda opened the door only wearing his t-shirt. Her pussy peeked out just beneath the bottom of the t-shirt. She stepped back as I entered. She looked embarrassed. Did you see? She asked. Yes, I said. Are you mad? She asked. I have to admit, maybe a little jealous, but weirdly turned on as I moved in to kiss her. I could smell sex on her, and she looked thoroughly fucked. Again, it turned me on. I pulled the shirt over her head and continued to kiss her until I whispered in her ear, "Is it my turn?" A sly smile formed at the corners of her mouth as she turned and crooked her finger, indicating for me to follow her. As I followed her down the hall, just below the dimples of her small back, I could see that her ass was dappled in hot pink from probably being spanked while riding. As we approached the bedroom, she turned and said she was going to take a quick shower, but I took her by the arm and guided her to the bed instead. The bed was a mess. Her panties lay on the floor with a few articles of clothing. So, he could come back later? I sat on the edge of the bed and then stripped off my running clothes. I knelt down and spread her legs using her knees and pushed her legs up in the air. Her freshly fucked pussy was inflamed. Its swollen, glistening folds looked like a battered rose. I buried my face in her pussy, hungrily nibbling, sucking, licking, and fingering it. The scent of their sex was making me crazy. I used my thumb into her ass while I continued to devour her slit. She cried out and she had a massive orgasm. I need to be fucked. I pulled her up long enough to give her a deep kiss, sharing her the taste in my mouth. Then pushed her back and pulled her to the edge of the bed and slid my cock inside while holding her legs apart. For whatever reason, I asked, "Does he have a big cock?" She looked me in the eye and said, "He has a very big cock, and fucked me hard all night." I could barely control myself, I was so turned on. I fucked her hard with long, savage strokes, rocking her body every time I bottomed out balls deep. She covered her face with a pillow to muffle her screams, but literally begged for more. I didn't last more than 15 minutes before I buried my cock deep inside her and filled her with cum. I collapsed on top of her briefly before pulling out and standing up in front of her. Her pussy was oozing with warm cum, my shaft was lathered in it. I pulled her from the bed and had her get on her knees and push my cock in her mouth. "Can you taste all of us?" I asked. She breathlessly panted, "Yes," as she cleaned every inch of my cock. The cable guy only lasted a few months. He was separated from his wife and moved back in to give it another try. However, about a year later, Rhonda was in a bad relationship and we met up to allow her to blow off some steam. When we would fuck, sometimes we'd talk about things we fantasized about, etc. I had recently fucked her and her MILF friend, so I asked her if she ever thought about having two men fuck her. She admitted she had, but didn't have the nerve to do it. I asked her about the cable guy and she admitted to playing herself while thinking of me and him taking her at the same time. I told her that was fucking hot, but I didn't say anything else. I wanted to see if the cable guy would be interested, but didn't want to say anything in case he said no. It took about a month and I was able to find him and give him the offer. He remembered me and said, "I knew you were going to fuck her after I left. I had blue balls for days." He laughed, but he was in. Rhonda and I had planned to meet at her place Friday night after her ex picked up the kids. The cable guy and I had a nearby bar and drove over in my car in case his wife went looking around. I knocked. The cable guy stood to the side of the door when Rhonda pulled it open. I stepped in as she started to close it. He stepped in. She got a devilish smirk and a twinkle in her eye. "Kevin, you're full of surprises." We stripped her where she stood and put her on her knees and fed her two cocks. The cable guy did have a big cock, about the size of a Red Bull can, but a bit longer. For the next couple of hours, we gave her everything she needed. We took her for what we wanted. We climaxed more first for all three of us. The threesome, to begin with, but our first double vaginal. She mounted him cowgirl while I came from behind, slowly slid my shaft along his length, gently working it in. She's all but hyperventilating and whimpering, but pleaded with me to keep going. Her pussy looked incredible, stretched around two thick cocks. She slowly bounced on them, taking them deeper. He covered her mouth as she cried out. Sweat was pouring off our bodies, and she began to tremble. Then she shook uncontrollably as she started to come. She begged us to come, but there was no need for that, as both of our cocks already convulsing together, filling her, until our excess slipped from her pussy. She was exhausted, but dropped between us like to lick and suck the mess of our shafts. I quietly slipped out soon after to allow them some time alone. I sat and listened for about 45 minutes as he continued to work her over. It just increased my level of horny of off the charts. I knew as soon as I dropped him off, I was coming back and would have her to myself for the rest of the weekend. Kevin. Well, hello, Kevin. This is hot. I would, you know, I've thought about surprising my lover like this. Something like this, and I've talked about it briefly before, but to act, it again, found my tribe. I have not done it yet, though, so it's one of those where it's not peaked our charts yet again. More of a talking kind of thing than an actual we're ready to pull the trigger, but that's okay, right? Because that's where we're at, not where they're at. But it's nice to see that there are actual people doing it. I love the surprise aspect. That's something that you don't really see at times. Someone pulling the trigger, you know, and surprising their partner or partners. To hunt someone down for sex, that took some gonads, definitely. I'm wondering how that conversation went, and you know, Kevin, if you don't want to have me air it, that's fine. But I would love to know how that conversation went of, hey, remember me? I fake slept and I think you knew that I was going to fuck her. And kind of like what you said, you know, how did you approach it? Because I don't know if I can't be, because remember our rule, if there's one, there's three. There's got to be somebody else listening that wondered how that conversation went. And did he think, I'm wondering if he thought you were full of shit before you actually pulled the trigger and did something. So if you are listening and want to fill me in on that conversation, that would completely make my day. So just saying that. If you were casually fucking someone and they mentioned something they were into and you had the capability of pulling it together, would you? Would you have the balls to pull something together, hoping that it wasn't, you know, like just them thinking out loud and thinking it through and they actually wanted to go through with it? Or even if you were with someone that you'd been with them a very long time and it's something that they have brought up, not necessarily this, but anything, would you make their day and pull it together? Would you show them and take the initiative step of saying, I want to please you too. This turns me on for you as a gift, and give it to them? I actually would. I love pleasing my partner. There's nothing of a high than the actual act for me. So living out the actual physical act of it is amazing, top the charts, right? But the actual planning it and putting it together can be just as arousing for me, or even more. Just say, what about you? Dear Nikki, almost 10 years ago, before I changed careers, I was a chef for a set of medical centers that took care of high-end patients. I really loved my jobs, but it could be really high stress. This particular night was one of the worst. We had a new hire who was 42 at the time of the encounter. She was hardworking, and by some miracle, we really kicked ass that night. After getting everything back to the kitchen, all our help finally starts to show up. We were pissed and left a lot of cleanup to them so we could get our dinner break in. I invited her to my car and we talked about the craziness, and she began to light a cigarette. I don't smoke, so I just chatted. I apologized if any of it was making her feel stressed, because, like I said, it was one of the worst nights. She looked at me and she asked if she could suck my cock. I was shocked. After a short explanation about being single and not having cock in almost a year, I said sure. She was a pro. I swear, as soon as her lips touched my cock, I was throbbing, fighting the urge to explode. After a few minutes, she asked me to stick it inside her. For context, this woman had huge tits and a tight stomach, wide hips that supported one of the nicest asses I've ever seen. She always smelled so good. That scent alone turned me on. I couldn't even bring myself to say no. She knew we didn't have much time. I told her I was ready to come. She said she hadn't been bred in forever and wanted my cock inside her pussy. I obliged to her every request. By the feels, she wasn't kidding. She was soaking wet, but beyond tight, like she hadn't been touched in years. After she thrust down on me a few times, she got off saying it was too much, and instead, she jerked me off until I came on a shirt I had in the car. We went back into work, and unfortunately never happened again. We never talked about it, and I didn't want to make it awkward at work by talking to her during her shifts. I still think about the encounter sometimes when I'm alone in the shower. It is, till this day, the hottest fucks I've ever had. More recently, a really fun night happened a few years back. I worked at a local place that they could go all out for their office Christmas parties, literally renting out buildings and centers for huge award shows, open bars, and ton of after-hour fun. During one of these events, I stayed very sharp because I was up for a promotion and didn't want to mess anything up by getting sloppy. I still had fun playing games, dancing, and had my date with me. She was fun. After my date left, it was just me and some guys from work. I was to meet my date later on after We helped clean a bit. The boss asked for help getting a few things that were rented up to his room, and after that, we'd be free to go. Well, I told the guys, let's all tackle one thing and we can go once the task is done. I was in charge of taking up the equipment. By the third trip, I didn't see my boss anymore. By the last trip, I was certain he wasn't anywhere to be seen in the room. I looked around to say bye and noticed the balcony was open. I walked out and there he was, pounding his cock out over the edge, and he wanted to come on people walking by. He wasn't tall or a physically fit man. He wasn't fat by any means, and I remember thinking, just walk away. For some reason, my body just kept getting closer till I was right behind him. Maybe I should mention at this point, I'm into guys as well as girls. I reached around and removed his hand and quickly grasped his cock firmly in mine. I was surprised because it wasn't very long, but his cock was so fat that my fingertips couldn't touch. He was rock hard and standing strong. The head of his cock wasn't going as thick as the rest, but had a nice little head and wanted to put in my mouth. At first, he was shocked. I think he was drunk and didn't know someone was around. I quickly let go and turned to leave. He said something like, grab it again. Your firm grip felt so nice. I smirked and grabbed it again and let out a light moan, his thick and stubby cock still over the balcony. I started to stroke him, going faster and faster as I stood behind him. He was getting more and more excited as his moaning picked up, and I could feel his cock pulsing in my hand. His cock was like a baseball bat with a pulse. Finally, he went to come and had one of the biggest, longest cum shots that I'd ever seen. It was four large ropes, and I swear that I have shot at least 8 feet from his dick. I was so turned on, I didn't stop stroking, and he had a tap because of sensitivity. I went to my place so turned on that I fucked my date for a solid 2 hours before finally releasing an orgasm that almost drowned the poor girl. My boss and I never spoke about it, and I got my raise. I wonder what would have happened if I offered my asshole. On the other hand, he was probably so drunk he probably barely even knows if it actually happened or not. Going back several years again, one summer while my older sister was out of town in college, I went out to stay with her for a week while her school had several events going on. She went to a huge school and produced a lot of mechanics, so we went to the big rallies. It was one day of one rallies, and I met up with her. That's when I saw her. Her roommate was drop-dead gorgeous, blonde hair, a few piercings, tattoos, skinny with an hourglass shape, and a fat ass. I knew I wanted to grab that ass tight. Long story short, we hit it off. And by the end of the night, her and I were in the dorms making out while my sister and her boyfriend did their thing in the bed across the room. I'm an open person. No, I would never sleep with my sister, but I won't let her presence stop me. As things got heavy, the roommate began to pull my pants back, exposing my semi-hard cock. She had enough. She said she didn't feel right doing it in front of me, and left her boyfriend there, hard dick out. Now, I had known her boyfriend for some time, and the guy was awesome. I looked at her and nodded over at him. She kind of bit her lip and smiled and nodded back. I said to him, hey, bro, help me out over here. He looked up confused and saw that we were inviting, and instantly was excited. She continued to suck me while stroking him and then switching back every few minutes. Right when we were good and hard, she finished undressing her already exposed, wrecked outfit. With a swift flop, she landed on the bed and asked for our cocks with one of the softest, sexiest voices I've ever heard. We both took a place at each other's end, and while I inserted my cock, he began to nudge towards her mouth. Just like that, we had her on a roast. It was amazing. Her pussy was tight but inviting as I entered her with ease. How soaked she was from foreplay. As we continued to fuck her in our respective positions, she flipped to her knees. That moment, everything went wrong. She began to thrust back and I was loving it. Her ass cheeks were clapping against my pelvis and I was so fucking turned on, I couldn't help myself but say to her, fuck me, yeah, fuck me now. Next thing I noticed was something knocking back on the back door. It was ready to slide in. He had heard me. I thought I was talking to him, but I got in line behind me. I thought, fuck it. And popped my ass out and bit, and then he rubbed me a few times before entering. Wow. He was long and thick enough to feel his head pushing right into the tight spots. He began to moan and get really loud, and that he really made me hot. And so turned on, she began to completely riding me from doggy position. I was pinned. They knew it. I just begged for them cum. I needed their cum so that I could be able to finish myself, and they took full advantage. She began to cum and screaming out the fact. He was so turned on, I could feel his cock pulsing in me. Then all of a sudden, he spasms and thrust all the way inside me. It hurt as I felt myself stretched, but I enjoyed his orgasm. Now I'm dripping at the tip, and I know it. I'm ready to blow. I tried to pull out, but him against me and her down on me. I came so hard, it all went inside of her. As I began to spasm with each shot, she became so turned on by this, she rode it deeper and began milking my cock. I couldn't believe that situation had happened, but what an experience. My sister wasn't mad at me or anything. Their relationship was pretty open, but that was a one-and-done thing. The rest of my time there, I fucked her roommate through the week, but nothing came of that, except maybe a few more stories to share some other day. Christian. Well, Christian, we're very more than happy to have those few other stories for another day. Just putting that out there. Oh, none of that's ever happened to me. I've never caught my boss trying to come over the balcony. Though it did make me think of the guy who used to call a lot. And we became really good friends. And I've told the story several times, but the coming over the balcony reminded me of the guy that, as a kid, he snuck into the adult theater and they filled their small water guns with a little bit of dish soap and water. And when all the cum parts would be there, they would squirt over the balcony and then they ran. That's what that reminded me of. So beware of balconies. I don't know if I would look up or just quickly cross the street or get to where I needed to go so nobody comes on me. So now I'm going to be aware of balconies. I don't know about you. What does it say about, well, balconies for one, but if you were like at the dorm and your sibling or even friend said, this is too much, and they left, but left their partner there, kind of wide open, privates out, you know, all hard and wet, ready to go. Would you invite them in? Or would you just allow them to watch and jerk off? Both actually sounds equally hot. Me? Huh. The mood I'm in today? Invite them in. Let's have a little bit of fun. Even if he does sneak around and have some fun with you. What do you think? Both equally turns me on. But maybe getting fucked while facing him and watching him stroke his cock, that's a complete turn on as well. But no matter what, in my head, I keep picturing it put together. But that's just me. What about you? I really want to know. I think this is a perfect place to stop for the day. I want to thank you again for joining me. Don't forget Crazy Winter Nights next weekend. No, wait. Is it next weekend? Yes, next weekend. I will be there. I do know it's next weekend. It's been a mess. Next weekend, I'll be there. I still believe tickets are still available. Go to the website. Google Crazy Winter Nights with a K, not a C. I should have said that long time ago. It is with a K and not a C. And you can buy your tickets there. And in closing, hello, lover. Why don't you come join me next weekend? Maybe we can go watch some people fuck. What do you think? I really want to know. And until next time, ladies and gentlemen, have a fucking fabulous week.